Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, May 10th. The grains closed lower with July corn down a penny and a half, closing at 351 and three quarters. That's a we made a new contract low here today and a new low close. Let me just verify that. Yeah, new contract low and low close. But we did settle almost 5 cents off the lows. The beans made a new contract low by a quarter of a cent and a new contract low. Wheat, new contract low and low close as well. There was no trade deal done. China's gone. Nothing on the table. Muchen came out and said that the trade talks were positive. I don't know how you can make a statement like that without having a deal done. They're gone. There's no deal. That ain't positive. I don't know how you can possibly put a positive spin on it. But at any rate, the stock market rallied over 500 points after he came out and said that. We're actually, after being 400 lower, we're currently 82 higher, which is about 100 off the highs. The reports were bearish all the way around. We broke the corn and the beans and the wheat as the reports were released. Corn crop over 15 billion bushels, 15.03. Soybeans, 41.50. That's a little bit under the guess. The corn carryout for 2019-20 is 24.85. That's almost 2.5 billion bushels of corn, 9.70 on the beans, 11.41 on the wheat. These numbers are just way too high. Corn world stocks up over 10, 11, almost 12 million metric tons. Beans up about 6 million metric tons. Wheat just a touch lower. So nothing particularly friendly out here. I just don't know where we're going to go except lower until these funds want to get out. If the funds want out, then we're going to move this thing higher. But obviously, the market thinks that we're going to get the crops in the grounds. There's going to be no problems out here. Without a trade deal, certainly the pros are going to be looking to sell a rally. Hopefully, we'll get something to get the funds to cover these shorts at some point, maybe at the end of the month. Maybe it won't be till July. Who knows? But it's very disheartening. The president claimed he had a great deal going, and now they walk out with no deal. So that's the second time now. No deal with North Korea, no deal with China. It makes you wonder out here. So between the bearish reports and no trade deal, we went lower. Granted, corn down a penny, beans down 3 cents, wheat down 4.5 cents or so isn't the end of the world. We could have been a lot worse out here, in my opinion. But the fact that we're able to rally shows some little sign of life. Maybe the funds decided to cover some on the break here. But that's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.